Da Bears.
So that's what I'm saying. I just think that like Smurf P would totally be blue. Oh,
no.
What? What is up?
Put your dick
the
away.
Boys are back.
Back.
Guys, episode 42 of the Bare Minimum Podcast. Today is Tuesday, July 26th.
Well done.
First day of camp. Oh my fucking God. Football's right around the corner and I'm so excited.
I got to see David
Montgomery
walk in.
Do you smell that?
Joined with the bestest friends in the whole goddamn world. Sammy Stats is here.
How we doing, everybody?
Dollar Dale's here.
Hey, everybody.
Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
Partner.
I am Marcos, and again, we are the Bare Minimum Podcast. Guys, we're on Facebook, the Bare Minimum Podcast, on Twitter, at the Bare Min Pod, Instagram, at the Bare Min Podcast, Tip Jar always open, Venmo's open, the Bare Min Pod on Venmo. Give the boys a little tip. We'd always appreciate it. Guys, welcome back. Holy shit. It's good to be back after
it's
a week.
It's been a
off.
Couple weeks.
It's been busy.
Yeah.
It's been 2 weeks. Guys, oh, the boys are busy. I didn't realize.
Summers, man.
I didn't realize how busy, like, how difficult it was going to be to keep the podcast going in the off season, like, week after week with a working
right.
schedule while we're all busy.
Football is perfect. It's very similar to fantasy sports. It's just that set 18 to 20 weeks where you're super focused. You got something, like, those summer months, especially after some of the sports wrap up. They start to dredge a little bit. Start mm-hmm. to drag a little.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you guys do this the last week or so? Anything fun?
Played some golf.
And
how'd that go?
Have golf you ever seen fun. The movie like Day After Tomorrow?
Yeah.
With Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, with
$500
with the crazy storms and shit. That was golf That's Saturday.
Why is that what you remember from that movie?
Because Bubble Boy.
All right. What's up?
Reminiscent of Hurricane Andrew.
Oh.
Yeah, golf was wild Saturday
yeah.
morning.
Big old
three different rain delays.
Oh, that's right.
Lightning delay.
I am so glad I did not.
6 hour round.
It was a 6 hour round.
Well, I mean, at 10:30, we teed off at 8.
After spending like 45 minutes of the first
hiding under a tree. And then it was hailing. Like, I have like a hit me behind the ear. It hurt a lot. Hail is stupid. And then we ended up, the siren finally went off right as we were getting off 9. And so the whole course comes into the bar at like 10:15 in the morning, 10:30, and now you've got like
Dangerous.
60 dudes just
Dangerous.
Getting hammered in one nice. Bar room while we wait for them to open the course
it
back
got
up.
Sweaty
We're
in
like
that
it's
bar.
Blowing yeah. right over. It did.
Was the course record holder there again?
Yes.
Yeah. Same guy.
Yeah, he's always there.
He does not drink anymore.
Yeah,
that man does not drink.
Everyone was like, "Tony, how you shooting today?" I'm a fucking legend. He's like, I just eagled 15, and three of us, the other three guys had birdies. It was crazy.
That we watched
like,
that guy hit
playing,
a hole in one.
Playing a different level of golf than
that
we
guy's,
are.
That guy's good. Yeah, that was a miserable round. And you're
well,
just
it was
soggy.
Fun.
It was fun.
When we dried out yeah. on hole 16.
Dude, you're just soggy. And like.
Yep, and uncomfortable.
Big man sog everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's like. It's not,
I do know.
It's not ideal.
So that being said.
Okay.
How do we shoot?
Marcos took the money. Marcos and Greg took the money on the 18th hole with all the pushes, which
scrambled.
Was great.
Very
we
well
scrambled
done.
The back nine.
A little two-match scramble.
Greg's a good guy. I like that
Josh
guy.
Josh joined us. Josh was a good time. Josh is a good dude.
Okay.
We'll
oh.
recommend.
I, did us. I meet? Did I play with Josh?
I don't think so. That was oh. my first time golfing with Josh. Josh
okay.
is
anyway.
A good dude.
Guys.
Hey, but we will be golfing again.
Football's
Continue.
Back. Football's back. Even just a sniff of football. Somebody like... A neighborhood over is grilling, and I'm like,
hot dogs?
That smells like
hamburgers?
Grill. That's got, football's around the corner. First day of camp.
It's in the air.
Injected into my veins.
The videos of all the players arriving, like, you always love it. It's good to see the players again after a long time. David Montgomery, like I mentioned, is my favorite when he comes in. That dude's smile, just electric to me. Love that guy.
You start getting all the pup list notifications.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so many. And, for like, high-name players.
Training camp pup list is different, though, because you can come
oh,
off
yeah.
of that daily.
Oh, is that the case?
Yeah. In training camp, you can be on the pup list one day. You can be off it the next day.
Oh,
Sammy
not,
Stats.
It's not that. Look at Sammy Stats.
Sammy
yeah, it's
Stats.
Different.
Guys, update in my life.
Okay.
I finished The Sopranos.
All right. Ooh.
Fuck
Tell
me.
Dale how it ends.
Don't.
It's... Okay, I will say... It's a controversial ending. I talked to Trevor about this a lot.
Yeah.
It's a controversial,
controversial
ending.
I unfortunately know how it ends.
I didn't, and I was super thankful for it. Like, what a fantastic show. What a fantastic ending. I personally loved it. Like, it was great. I can't recommend that show enough.
Have you read some of the articles about the ending? Like, Google
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Google it and read it. It's it.
Oh,
some
once
of that
you
stuff,
finish it, you go straight down
I'm the
that
kind
hole.
Right down the rabbit
I'm
hole.
I'm the
it's
kind
fun.
Of guy that, like, is ridiculously obsessed with things. So I'm out here watching. Like, I've seen Gandolfini on SNL. like, I literally have dug that deep that, like, I'm going through other clips to hear these people in other roles because I just was, like, consumed by this show. Yeah.
And he's great.
Oh, dude.
I watched The Many Saints of Newark on a plane recently.
That's next.
So do that.
Yeah. Fan-fucking-tastic. So
it's
if you guys
won't
are
knock
looking,
your socks off, but
it's
cool.
It's a commitment.
So that's awesome. I'm glad you finished that. It's always great when you, like,
what you watch.
When you enjoy something. What you watching, exactly. So I actually have a question for you guys. So, it's very similar to what you watch, and I wanted to bring it back. So over the weekend, on my drive back from the lake with Kate, we had a great weekend with her and her parents, I finished the Wheel of Time series.
The books?
Correct.
Jesus. Isn't that like the longest?
Good for you, bud.
So it's been almost 2 years since I started this series. And like people that are listening, I like to read. It's one of the things I like, and I like these books. But so it's the longest fantasy series ever written, everything. On the car ride back, Kate was not feeling well, but God bless her. She let me listen to the, like, it was the ending of the last battle. There's a point where she's looking at me going, do we need to stop? Because, like, it's, I get so into these things, people, and, like, I'm crying because, like, one of the main
speeding
characters. I'm like, no, I'm fine. It's just... I just loved her.
Like, illegal, like, lane changes left and right.
So I was getting into it. But so the point is, like, that is now directly behind Lord of the Rings for me. Something I love, right? What's, like, a series that you guys just love? So you mentioned Sopranos. That's a great example.
Love it.
Like, that's probably, that and Lord of the Rings are, like, my top two now. So what's, like, a series? Doesn't have to be books, shows, movies, whatever. Whatever your medium is, like a series that you love.
Breaking Bad.
It's great.
Classic.
It's so do you watch Better Call Saul?
It's wonderful,
but I should.
Too.
Yeah, if we're talking about what you're watching, I don't watch it, but I cannot tell you how many people I see on the timeline
about
it.
Dude, it's good. Watch
That's
it.
Awesome.
Yeah. But watch Breaking Bad first.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, go ahead, Jake.
I was going to say, I was obsessed with Game of Thrones like that, but
yeah.
I mean, everybody
they
knows
just
what
shit
happened
that
there.
Ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm screwed.
I mean, I was reading the books of that too, and
all right.
I was invested in it.
Sam immediately, all right, so you could read whatever.
So I don't like to
read. Also, well, I guess also Star Wars. Like, that universe is so expansive.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Every
it's cool.
All the content they've done, it's so deep.
Okay, so Breaking Bad, Star Wars.
I'm like Sopranos, and from a TV show, like,
sure,
I love South Park.
That's such a good answer.
I think South Park is like at
That's
any point
such a good answer.
At any point in my life, if South Park is on the TV, whether I was getting ready for school in the morning, there's the end of the night, I'm a 30-year-old man and I'm off for today.
Oh, in college when I figured out that SouthPark.com was a thing, and
just
you can
watch
any episode because they own all of it.
Yep.
So you could just watch whatever episode you, and there's a button. You know how you can't decide, Netflix and all of them do this now, no free ads, but you just want a random episode, beep, just gives you a random episode from any of their seasons to watch,
so good.
And it always hits, and it always hits, doesn't matter.
Yeah, those are my two.
What's yours?
My go-to is going to be, gosh, I bounce around a bunch. As far as series that like I would watch religiously that I've rewatched several times, like True Detective.
So good.
True Detective, and...
McConaughey in that series.
I need to start the
Some
new
of the
season
best
of
TV
Westworld.
Of all time.
The new season of Westworld.
I heard that's cool.
Westworld's cool.
I'm like all the way. Really, I'm all the way up to it now, and it's just like
only
I
saw season
one.
Great twist.
I'll watch
Great
those all
twist.
The time.
Season two just takes it. It just keeps going further.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, how could this go further? And then they go
snowballs
further.
This big, and you're just like, what?
All right, let's talk sports, baby.
So, I actually, before we move on to sports,
okay,
I,
let's not. I'm just kidding.
I would like to introduce something new that we're going to be doing. We teased it a couple episodes ago.
Ah, yes.
Guys,
yes.
I got a little beef. If you've seen the headlines, it should be on front pages of everything, right? Because everybody's up in arms about it, right? We are going to start doing something called a minute to beef. This is a safe space. We can air our grievances.
We're
going to get one timed minute. Present your beef. You'll get one interrupted minute. At the end of it, I don't want to hear another peep.
You have a beef?
Have a beef.
All right. Well, are you ready for your beef? Your minute starts now.
Guys, the people that are upset that the Choco Taco is gone are dog shit. Hear me out. I've been here since the beginning. You know what this is eerily similar to? The people that are up in arms saying, oh, the Choco Taco never got its love, the this and that. Those are the same people that when Toys R Us closed their doors, they're like, oh my God, mm-hmm. I can't believe Toys R Us. Where were you while the doors were open? Jeffrey Giraffe was there the whole goddamn time waiting for your business.
Go off, King.
Choco Tacos were in those coolers and y'all walked by them with White Claws.
Went straight to
the Choco Taco would have been a great addition to that party that you were going to. You forgot all about it. And now all of a sudden, because the Choco Taco is dead, now you're upset. No. You let that thing die and you forever live with the fact that you didn't get to go, that you didn't take it with you in the next part of your life. Mm-hmm. I love Choco Taco since the beginning. I will forever, ever miss that goddamn dessert. Fuck you, Klondike.
And that was a minute's beef.
You feel better?
That was a good beef. A
little bit.
That was
a good beef.
You've been holding that in.
That was a really good rant.
Yeah.
It's a damn shame that I have to cut it because that was my not that guy. So that's that whole bit's getting cut.
I'm sorry for just Jake.
So after the beef, do we go around and rate it on like a scale of 1
3,
to 10?
3, 2, 1.
Damn. Looks like we'll roll that
what
on
is
next
up?
Week. What is up?
I love that.
That's awesome.
Real quick, also, thank you for airing that beef. Should we rate real quick?
Yeah, on a scale of 1.
5 stars?
Yeah, sure. Stars, thumbs.
I give it a 5.
Shit. No, you beefed, though.
You don't get to.
This is my son.
And, this is my and I'll keep score.
I'm going to give it a 4.
I was going to give it a 10 because it was I had the beef. I just didn't use it for that segment. So
okay, so a 10 on a scale of 1 to 5? Or
nice.
Yeah, sorry, 5.
All right, guys. So we're going to change it up a little bit this year, right? Or this year, this episode. Holy shit. We're going to change it up this episode a little bit. Voicemails will not be played at the beginning. We love hearing from you guys, and we think that everybody early should hear from you guys. If you're interested in sending the boys a voicemail, if you're listening, you probably have our phone numbers. Give us a call. We'll play it on. Or you can send us a an audio file via email. We're on Gmail at DaBearMin. No, what is it? DaBearMinPod@gmail.com.
You got it.
Thanks,
looking at you,
Jake.
Mr. Barbell.
Thanks, Mike Barbell. We want to
who's on first?
I love him. So
I got one.
Go ahead.
I'll start. We'll just let it do the talking.
You didn't believe me that it does this. When you press the speaker button, it doesn't play right away. No.
Because, you know,
no. I have to drive today.
For Sam, but I don't think he's paid up yet. So I'm just kind of wondering what's going on with that.
Real quick. Sam, if you could, in that top drawer. Sam. No, Sam, right, come back. No, Sam, you can't leave. Sam, I deadbolted the door.
Our chief marketing officer is going to
stop
you.
Our chief marketing officer is going to get real pissy here in a minute. Sam, come back. If you could. He's sulking around my furnace right now.
Yeah. I think
if you could open that top drawer right there, there's a present there for you.
Bethany has a point.
I couldn't agree more.
A few points.
The two things the boys do.
A bottle of Malort.
We pay debts and we.
And then on that tray right there, next to the unmentionables, you can find a shot glass. So, Bethany, we will be making a dent in that and we'll be counting them out. I'll take pictures. I'll show you. Who else we got? Okay, so that's Grady and Bethany. Thank you for sending that, Bethany. I couldn't agree more.
Pain. We also have something from Jose, Packers shareholder, longtime listener.
Intern.
They just had their shareholder meeting up in Green Bay.
Who fucking cares?
I mean, apparently Jose does, and Grady does too. Oh, guys, I'm sorry. Forgive me.
It was hard for me to open too, for the record.
Well, it's on the... I think he emailed it.
He did.
Okay.
Oh, this bottle isn't even open yet.
That just feels... Fellas, hope all is going well when you're getting excited for training camp. Just wanted to call in and share something I found interesting. I recently purchased Warren Sharp's 2020 football preview.
Everyone should do it.
I shared a copy with the fellas via email. And inside, very early on, it goes on to detail, really ranking quarterbacks as far as like efficiency.
Oh, God.
And something caught my eye. In stable conditions, like with no pressure, standard dropbacks, and in the pocket, Justin Fields' average rank was 33 out of 40 available quarterbacks. In less stable conditions, such as under pressure, being blitzed, play action, and being outside the pocket, he ranked 34 out of 40. And accuracy-wise, he ranked 38 out of 40. obviously huge concerns. But my question is, considering how bad Fields was last year, do the fellas think Darnell Mooney can become the Bears' all-time leading receiver in spite of having Justin Fields at QB?
We're going to do this every other
week. You guys know how Grady and I feel about this. I'll shut up and listen. Thanks.
This is a bit.
Are we going to do this?
This is not a bit. This is a statement of fact. Yes. Yes, he will be. They will re-sign him because they love him. He will have an average year, so he won't cost that much money when they go to re-sign him. They'll keep him for another 3-4 years. Boom. Bada bing, bada boom, Bob's your uncle.
Don't they, like, isn't that stat also, like, you have to take into consideration
your
offensive.
Oh, it's crazy low.
You have to take into consideration the offensive line and who's protecting for him. I mean, that number shoots up if he's got a better offensive line, which he won't have this year, so don't say it before I say it. God damn it.
No, it got better today. I'm just going to save it, though.
It did. Yeah, I saw that.
We'll save it.
We'll get into
save
it.
Whoa, dude.
Save it.
So, yeah.
Jose, the answer to your question is yes. Thank you for bringing up my accurate point once again.
Guys, we will get into some sports minutes. We will go around the city of Chicago. We will touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams.
Hold on. Take a picture for Bethany.
Bethany shot one of the 20 that Sam owes you.
No, no.
That's
this
a big
double.
Ass shot.
Can confirm that is a double. Can confirm.
Let me get a double.
I would do
I
about
I thought it was an illusion. I just kept filling it, and it just kept going.
Well, it counts as two, so.
So we'll go around the city of Chicago, touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams. We will start with producer Jake. Get us into the Blackhawks and how dirty they did our guy.
They did our guy real dirty. Edzo not getting re-signed. His whole interview on 1000 had me broken. I mean, 30 minutes of him just straight up crying the whole time. Basically, wouldn't get into specifics of what went down, but it sounds like a deal was on the table, but it was nowhere respectable for what Edzo brings this organization. So Edzo's not re-signing. He's going to the Seattle Kraken. Only took him about a half hour to make that call.
He was already the highest paid broadcaster in the league, and he probably just continues.
I just don't know
be.
What the Blackhawks are doing.
You got to figure guys like that have.
They don't either,
offers.
Jake.
The rebuild doesn't have to include getting rid of the broadcasters.
Well, especially because I think that like. As you look at the sports landscapes and all the four major sports and all the people that like commentate on these sports, like there's a couple like actual personalities on air that draw and people go for it. And at the top of that list with the elites, like the Charles Barkley, who is just an analyst, you know, like those guys, dude, Edzo's right there. And what's crazy is that Edzo made you feel like Edzo was educational. Edzo was not only educational, not only a Hall of Fame broadcaster, he's from your town.
Well, and it's not every day that your broadcaster is also the national broadcaster. Like the broadcaster they chose to make the best games is your everyday broadcaster.
Who was a staple of the franchise, by the way. Like tack all
His
these
first
things
team.
On.
He was drafted by the Blackhawks at 18. He's one of the top point getters for the Blackhawks of all time.
Is almost like if the Cubs had let Harry Carey walk. To announce for someone else, like to put announcer status next to it.
Yeah, I mean,
Hawk.
I've said it a bunch, and we talk about it a bunch. Like optics, there's always think about how this is going to look. And when you're trying to sell a bad product,
it's a bad look.
You're going to sell them a bad product. At least people could say, "Hey, I'll tune in because I know Edzo's there." You just lost Pat Foley,
and you also lose his kid now too. Who it seemed like you were grooming. To take over
for
eventually.
Him. Yeah.
Term's gross, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
From a
grooming kids over here.
From a roster perspective, like any transactions, anything like that going on with the Blackhawks are pretty much even keel.
Everything pretty quiet today. Taves basically came out and said he doesn't want to do a 5-year rebuild. Ugh. So we'll see how that plays out.
Makes sense.
Question?
I don't either.
What are we going to get for Patrick Kane?
The world.
Moving on.
Another organization.
Moving on.
Guys, moving on to the Chicago Bulls. The Chicago Bulls. System. Lonzo's still dead.
Rip.
He has one knee.
One knee.
You could play.
You could play
on one
knee.
On one knee, right?
I thought. Two.
Just not well.
So, two is like optimal.
Can we pay him half?
How many cortisone shots?
No, we signed a contract in blood.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, Goran Dragic time.
Well,
moving on from the Bulls.
Okay. All right.
Guys, the Chicago Cubs, hottest team in baseball. Dale, take it away.
Is that true?
Hottest team in baseball.
Six in a row since the All-Star break.
Damn right it is. Like Sam said, 6-0 since the All-Star break.
Counting today.
Things have been good, but buckle up, fans. This was likely the last Wrigley Field sees of Wilson Contreras.
It's been fun.
He's been one of my favorites for a long time on the Cubs. His jersey is in my closet right now that he autographed for me at the Cubs convention. Big fan of that one.
Coño.
Exactly. But, I mean, you're hoping to get a haul because right now he is likely the best hitter available.
Well,
and he's no
Juan Soto.
Okay, that's very fair. But you're giving up a franchise.
No,
Juan
totally
Soto.
Understand. And you're getting
like as far as a deadline deal move, he's one of the best hitters available at that point. And
fills the
he
biggest
plays
holes.
Catcher.
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, did you see teams are almost considering getting him not to play catcher?
Oh, why not?
To just
he was a third baseman.
Yeah,
he was
a third
drafted.
Baseman. He guy's got a cannon.
He can
field. Still play.
He can just field.
I'm probably just a DH is what I'm saying. Like bat only.
Well, absolutely. So yes, you could move him around.
God, he's
but
so
still,
strong.
I don't think
he's been so good. He's been so good for this franchise.
He's been playing
like
catcher for a long time.
95% of his games at catcher.
And Dale, the
it's been a minute.
The DH being in the NL now, like only increases his trade value.
The options.
So
yeah,
honestly. The fact that he plays catcher, I hear that people are looking for him at other positions. That means they already have an established good catcher, and they don't need him there. But probably 25 of 30-odd teams in this league would take him, and he'd be their immediate starting catcher.
If Wilson Contreras is your DH and backup catcher, though, aren't you rich people problems at that point,
Oh, yes.
Too?
You're playing for the Dodgers,
absolutely.
Is what you are.
Yeah, you're actually pretty right.
Him and Will Smith. So.
But they both have similar splits, so it wouldn't work well.
Yeah, they need to offset
those.
Anyway,
goes?
What's that?
Where do you think he goes? Predictions.
So the
New York.
The talk of the town right now is the Mets. So I touched on this very briefly last time.
Good relationship with their front office, which
so
helps.
Not so much that. It was actually an article I saw on Bleacher Nation, which if you're a Cubs fan, check that shit out. He's wonderful.
Oh,
very good.
What you have to look at is does their pool of talent at the prospect level match what you would be giving them?
Mm.
So the Mets don't line up well with the Cubs because for Wilson, you want like a top 40 player. And the Mets have, and I'm paraphrasing here, so please don't quote me on this. You want like a top 40 kind of prospect. The Mets have like top 10 guys, top 20 guys. So it's more than you'd be giving them. So now the talk of the town is Wilson and David Robertson for a haul from the Mets.
Yeah, because the Mets are also getting a little bit desperate now that the Braves have gone a half game up on them. So
And David Robertson's been a good closer this year.
That helps us. He's
the best bullpen arm available at the trade deadline.
Correct. Right, so pairing these two things together, it matches up to get multiple top guys from the Mets now. So, yeah. So, anyway, that is the Cubs.
What was
people... folks, or excuse me,
bleep that, Sean.
So, yes, if you lose my train of thought, the Cubs are doing well, but you're about to lose your all-stars.
Producer Jake, what about South Side of Town?
South Side of Town. Well,
sup? Deadline?
We're
anything?
Still playing 500 baseball.
Josh Harrison's back.
Josh Harrison is back
in a big way,
alive, like contributing.
Yeah, very solid player. We're playing 500 baseball still. So we got out of July just, I think we're like 3 or 4 games plus getting out of July after that stretch of AL Central games, which you wish you would have done better and closed that gap a little more. But here we are, 4 games back. In terms of moves, I don't fucking know. I have no clue. Colson Montgomery is our highest value prospect, which... If Han really wants to put his nuts on the table, he's available. They're saying he's going to be great.
There are people that think that
he's
going to be a star.
But I have also, I heard that you guys don't have a prospect in the top 100.
He just cracked the top.
Okay, so I was listening last week and they were saying that you guys didn't.
Well, he jumped in a season's worth. He jumped 50 spots on the like top 250 rankings or whatever it was.
Someone on the roster would definitely have to move. To get someone big, but someone on the roster would have to be moved.
Yeah.
In order to get somebody big, because the prospects just aren't going to do enough for someone or for teams. Zero chance we get Juan Soto.
No.
That is not on the table.
Are you kidding me? Jerry just paid somebody $215 million. You think he's going to pay double?
Well, you get you basically get three postseasons, though, with him before.
Yeah, you get his rookie deal. You get his.
So, like, if you're trying to end a window, like, make a window, that'd be a 3-year
You drop
window.
Your pants for him now, right. And then don't pay him later.
And then you would not pay him later.
Yeah. I'll say it again. I'll say it 100 times. It's just, it's ridiculous that teams in Chicago, like, the White Sox could be spenders if they wanted to be.
Correct.
Oh, the Cubs. The Cubs have a top three.
I have that tattooed on my forehead.
Yeah, it's like, just
there's open litigation. They got to protect them.
That's right. Yeah, I have to see how they're doing with that ADA suit.
Yeah, so... Anything else on the Sox? You guys have 19 games against the division coming up here.
Again?
No. They've eaten into that pre-All-Star break. That's what it was.
What?
So, like, the 19 games were leading up to the All-Star break, or did they split
they
the
just ended.
Yeah, so that just ended. So,
oh, very sorry.
So, they might have... Do they have another set?
Unless they have another set.
Yeah, because that's surprising to me.
I'm pretty sure they have another stretch against...
They probably did. Up until the All-Star break, I think they still had the most games remaining against their own
division. Because it's like 17 games against each team in your division, right? That's how the schedule breaks out. Mm-hmm. So,
fun little stat as well.
Oh, love these.
The White Sox are average 3.81 pitches per plate appearance.
That's good because the strike... They're striking people out or people are getting hits?
No. This is for their offense.
Oh, they're not seeing pitches, huh?
They see 3.81 pitches per attempt.
What's the league average? Does it have the league average there?
No, but we're third to last.
Oh, okay.
We're seeing less than four pitches in an appearance.
That's like the 2017 Cubs.
Pretty bad.
Moving on.
Whiff.
Before we get to the beloved. Because we'll talk a bunch of Bears as the start of training camp is happening.
The dearly.
UFC London over the weekend.
Electric.
Very great card.
Electric. I'm a big Molly the Meatball fan.
Love Molly, love Patty.
Yeah, I love Patty.
I was very bummed for our guy Curtis. Again, another situation where a freak accident, 15 seconds. This is multiple fights now in his career.
This one's for you, Curtis.
Yeah, I mean, and Bethany, by the way.
Take one.
Also for Bethany. You, Bethany.
Oh, wait, it's for Curtis.
Sam. Let's go.
Wait, this is a bonus one?
Oh, this
no.
Oh.
It's for Bethany.
That is a single, record. Turn that to the camera, please.
Wait, he hasn't poured it yet.
He hasn't poured anything yet.
Oh, sorry.
He knows it's going to be a single.
Yeah, so Curtis in that fight over the weekend, guy blows out his knee, Tom Aspinall, in like the first 15 seconds, and that's all she wrote. Injury default. Luckily, though, it wasn't a no contest. It was ruled a TKO, I think, because Herb Dean stopped Curtis from jumping on Aspinall before. So take a W. But other than that, guys, moving on to the beloved, right? Training camp has started, and we got a couple faces showed up at training camp today that I was a little surprised to see.
Like who?
Robert Quinn showed up today.
Mm.
I thought Robert Quinn was for sure not going to show up. So good to see Robert Quinn. Roquan Smith is there. Everybody's talked about the contract dispute going on.
Wait, he is there?
He is there. Robert Quinn is Roquan Smith is a different situation right now. It's not a holdout. It's a hold in. He's showing up to
probably pup listing
him.
He's not practicing. Gotcha. He's going to meetings. The reason being, if you show up, they can't fine you.
Gotcha.
If you don't show up,
keep that money.
They fine you. So
and it's all about money.
He's showing up to the meetings. I'm sure he's standing on the sidelines watching the drills happen. But you're right in the middle of like, if you're Eberflus and Poles, this is a big early crossroad for you. Like, to us, it's a no-brainer. Pay Roquan. We've said it, and we'll say it until our faces turn blue. But this is a guy who is not Poles and not Eberflus's draft pick, not directly in their system. You just have to think, like, Roquan wants to be the highest-paid middle linebacker in the league, and we will see.
So Darius, go ahead.
I was going to say is, so you made not – Poles, but the Bears made at the time Eddie Jackson the highest paid safety in the league, right?
Yep.
After his career year.
Fell off a cliff.
Now, Roquan, maybe a little different story. You're about to make him the highest paid linebacker in the NFL. Has he had his career year yet?
No, I don't think so. I think this last year was almost it. I think this next year or following year, I think there's a year where he leads the league in tackles. And I think it's more than he had this year. I think there's a year where he has more sacks than he had this year. I think
that's going to be difficult.
He's 25 years old.
I know what you mean, but you got to remember that
Wagner's like 32.
He was in pass rush while accompanied by Khalil Mack and Robert Quinn on
matchups.
A Hall of Fame year.
Right.
Year, just single year, folks. Mm-hmm. But to having those two gone, who are you going to focus on defense?
Right.
Who's
the other
on?
Linebacker?
Yeah,
it's
going to be that guy.
Well, and now it's
you're right.
And,
you're right.
And now you're back to that 4-3 system. Like Roquan has had success, like blitzing quarterbacks. He has 14 career sacks
in the 3-4 though.
So, and that's.
But that's not a lot in 3 years.
Well, but it wasn't his job
for being sent on blitz packages and things like that. Like, yeah, that's a pretty good amount for a 3 year
when it's not his primary job.
Linebacker. I think it just comes down to like, can you stomach hitching your wagon to this guy? And I'm a big believer in if you can play. Maybe he doesn't fit exactly what you want your 4-3 middle linebacker to be, but if he can play, if he has skills,
oh yeah,
let him play ball.
If you don't have to worry about trying to hit on another middle linebacker in the draft, then I say you extend him.
Well, so he's just shifting into the Brian Urlacher role of the Bears of our childhood.
It's what he played in Georgia.
Exactly, and his big thing is the coverage role, which was Urlacher's specialty. So like
sideline to sideline,
let him go. What I'm curious what the mismatch is, because the one report that's come out says that he hasn't received an acceptable offer yet. Far apart.
They're far apart, and you would have to think that like a starting offer, like if you're smart, competent people, you would have to think that like your guide is Fred Miller. Your guide is
I'm looking
Darius
at Darius Leonard right here.
Darius Leonard just got
5 year, 98.5.
That yeah, five for 100. There you go.
25.
Why was at the beginning of last season?
Because we love you and just like,
and we don't want to have to. We love you. You're performing. We see you doing this for 4 to 5 more years, and I don't have to go out and try and find someone else to do it and hope that they can do it. I mean, it just makes sense.
Can't we just front load this contract too? Because
please do.
We're not gonna have a payroll for the next.
I think we have the lowest.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, we're not going to have to pay people.
You're right.
And it's not
even
so much because you guys know how NFL contracts work. It's not so much like front loading them like it is in baseball and other like stuff like that. It's the guaranteed money.
Yep.
Right. How much of it is guaranteed?
Yeah. That's how you gauge contracts.
When does my
today?
Guaranteed money run up?
Frankly, you drafted this guy top 10. Pay him.
That's here's the divide. You didn't draft
true.
This guy.
True. I
so
hear you.
So stupid.
I hear you, but this is like the one thing they did right.
Right, exactly. The stats are stats.
I'm there with you.
Okay.
That's where people will go back at you and say other things. I think it's a no-brainer. I think pay Roquan. We'll see what happens. I hope it's not a long holdout because I want him to be there, be part of it.
Yeah. I think he will be.
Make Roquan the highest paid middle linebacker.
I'm not too concerned.
Dude, they did him dirty too. Oh
little God. Bit of news with Roquan and we'll move on. I wonder if him representing himself and not having an agent
that's what it was
is
that slowing things down
a little longer?
Yeah.
does it make a weird divide, because normally your executives talking to an agent, there's never this face-to-face interaction with the guys that are going to be signing your check. Can you tell me in my face that you don't think I deserve this money? But that's the business of it firsthand. So
plus they rolled him out there in that alternate helmet this past week.
Yeah,
I know.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah,
they had a big opportunity.
What was it?
The NFL is allowing an alternate helmet, right?
For 2 weeks.
Yeah. And you submit your design. The Bears is an orange helmet with the traditional C on the side. It looks fucking terrible. Like, couldn't we have just like.
I think it looks fine.
Guys.
Like you know it. What doesn't.
But you have an opportunity to like take the blue helmet and do a fucking cool bear teeth head like over the helmet. Something cool for 2 weeks out of the season. You have the opportunity.
Can move on.
I mean, I like it.
I mean, like, come on.
You can do a bear head helmet?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, I am.
I'm going to talk to the NFL on that.
I'm with Sam.
Okay.
With, like, it fading into, like, nothing? Like, that would look so sick.
Oh, sorry. So the way your hands moved when
you talked
about it,
think of
I thought you were constructing a bear head atop your helmet.
I love that idea now.
Like a carpet?
He did, like, a thing on it, and I'm like, dog, what are you, the NFL's going to say, it's no, what are you doing?
Like a taxidermy bear?
Paint a bear? Oh, that would be sick.
Yeah, so, like, think of, like, a navy.
Immediately back in.
Gloss navy helmet.
I see
and it's a bear like dissolving, and like its teeth are on the top of it with its mouth open, and it's the mouth is open like this, and it's dissolving into the back of the helmet. You had the opportunity to do something that sick for 2 weeks of the year, and
just
you
do something cool.
It's I've been orange. A Bears fan for 30 years. Like they've made it their practice to miss opportunities. Like I'm just used to this at this point. Dale, we just had some recent acquisitions. Who did the Bears bring in?
Riley Reed. Sorry, Reef. Sorry. So yes, the Bears brought in only Riley.
I just did.
Not only did the Bears bring in Riley Reef, former tackle of the Cincinnati Bengals, they also brought in Michael Schofield, a veteran guard. So essentially,
I know that name.
The Bears brought in some depth at the offensive line.
They brought in starters.
So
Riley Reef has got that. Riley Reef started 12 games last year.
100%. Riley Reef will likely be a starter. They are replacement level players, according to PFF. So by the fact that the Bears have added two replacement level players, their offensive line just got better.
Sick, sick, sick.
Oh, sick.
Turns out.
Oh, and like that we're means paying we're Riley gonna like $10 million guaranteed.
Oba.
Well, you know, that's awesome, dude. Oba. That's so sick because like having like a nice sturdy offensive line in front of Justin Fields means that he goes from 34th to 33rd best passer in the league.
Can't wait.
That's fuck.
I love that we're just not addressing that.
What's up? No, that's a good thing. That's a whole spot, dude.
Anything from the day one press conference?
So day one press conference was very.
Who spoke?
Poles and Eberflus. They gave you about an hour, and it's just admin talk. We talked about it before. Eberflus is going to actually, I'm going to look into my crystal ball here. I think he's going to piss me off pretty early in his tenure. I think I'm going to get pretty tired of these.
Let me put that in the spreadsheet notes I've started.
I'm going to get pretty tired of this coach talk. You know, we're going to run with optimism and endurance and the hits principles and now the switch principle.
Oh,
and
it's hits. That's
it's
what
hits
it was.
Principle and all this stuff. And cool, dude. Like if that's how you rally your group of men, that's fine.
Giving me
but
mad
hey, dude,
Trestman vibes.
As the people that are buying your jerseys, and I know we're not entitled to it, so don't sit here and mention me on Twitter. You know who you are, and sit here and tell me that. Don't sit here and tell me that I can't feel a type of way about this. But like, there's shareholders, there's season ticket holders, not shareholders. There's season ticket holders. There's fans.
You're
there's sponsors. All this stuff is just
Jose's incepting you.
He's
dude.
Incepting me
I
so
love
hard.
It.
That guy lives in my fucking head.
I love it.
Did you guys see, speaking of the Bears, did you guys see the plans that Lori Lightfoot and that engineering team
do not ruin my not that guy of the week.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't think we were going to talk about
you
this?
You think we were going to
no,
talk about
just
Justin
the
Bears?
Architect. Did you see his statement?
No, I didn't. Okay. Didn't.
You didn't think
okay.
we were going to talk about Choco Tacos?
I really thought I might sneak that one by.
You don't know the crowd, homie.
Player crowd.
Read the room, dude.
Read the room.
So Lori Lightfoot came out and said that there was, the city of Chicago teamed up with this like building firm team, and they came up with three mock ideas. Really, really cool, awesome pictures. Like you can see the lakefront, you can see the field museum, you can see the skyline. One of them was like an open air concept, which kind of doesn't make sense if we're doing it for, you know, temperature, but whatever. One was dome ready in case we don't have enough money, and then we can put a dome on top of it afterwards. And then one was the top of the line, like super nice one, and it looked great. Fucking Chili's, there's a Victoria's Secret, little couple stores on the outside.
There's
we got
Chili's?
A there's a book, there's
fucking
a there's
I'm
a
fucking in, dude.
There's a sports book there.
Bacon Ranch Quesadilla, baby.
Texas cheese fries, bro.
Guys, South by Side girls. Where
Jake, what's your go-to
from Chili's?
Yeah.
Oh, like you're
bacon.
Better than us.
We know
fuck
it's Bacon
right
Ranch Quesadilla.
Off.
Don't
it
even.
But I've already on. Said that.
Honey
even
Chipotle
Willie got
Chicken
upset.
Crispers, no free ads. my beef with this, not a minute to beef, just a small, small beef. Where were these pictures years ago, Lori? When people were talking about moving, where were these pictures and these ideas? She said, when the Bears were talking about their interests with Arlington Heights property, she said, the Bears should really focus on beating the Packers instead of where they play their
all
football.
All she probably did was
called.
Oh, that was great. All she probably did was, in an effort to show she tried to do something,
oh,
she
yeah.
hired a graphic designer to
give me some renderings.
Give me some renderings of what a stadium could look like.
I need something. I need
just
something.
Like a fucking just, fresh, I need some, yeah. like a freshman at UIC.
It's her niece.
who needs a capstone project?
It just really feels like a little too late here.
Very, very much to be clear, this is not a political thing. Very fun to make fun of, though.
Yes.
Not a political
thing. Not a political thing. Very fun to make fun of.
Yeah. So,
very to be clear.
I think Arlington is basically set in stone. Like, we're going to see the boys in a new stadium. You really should.
I can't wait to take the train.
I saw something, and just if it's not true, eat shit. But I saw it on Twitter, and it says most owners are also in favor of the Bears building a new stadium and owning it, because not only does it obviously increase like the value of the Bears,
it's better for their players.
Every other NFL organization is now a little richer because of it.
Yes.
Between revenue sharing and between just the fact that like you have another stadium in your circuit, brand new, boom.
May I piggyback off this for
please do
30 Hop seconds on. Here? So an angle I haven't thought about before, and we might have said it, and I lost my mind, but I was given this little bit of insight to think about this today, that Bears are the McCaskey's only revenue stream, correct? As far as we know, that's why they're rich. Like, yep. It's just the Bears.
Genetic lottery winners.
McCaskey's the 51% stakeholder. Virginia is, because it has to be that way. Someone has to be.
Okay.
In the NFL, it's the rule. She's going to pass soon. Like, she's not long for this world. Estate tax, all of that gets paid on the value of the franchise, from what I was kind of told.
Not necessarily
what they actually profit or make, what the books bring in. It's the value. And so I think they're in hurry up mode to fix this thing, get the new stadium, increase the value, get a winning product on the field, and sell it.
I hear you.
Money. So you don't have to pay $600 million
you think Virginia
in estate
sees
tax?
The new stadium?
Honestly, yeah.
She has to, or else something has to change with the shareholders. Something has to change hands. It's a weird thing to think about, and I have no idea about a state law.
No, but it goes to show that there's so much that goes into these decision-making processes.
Holy shit. We
sit here and think, it's so much better. So, yes, you have all those people in Chicago that go to those games and all the fans that go to Chicago for those games. But in reality, it's the suburbs that populate those stands.
Mm-hmm.
And moving that field into the suburbs onto that BNSF line that anyone can hook into from their metro station, that's going to make the stadium that much more valuable.
Well, and think about it. It's Arlington Heights. It's a Sunday morning. It's not like you're going downtown where it doesn't matter what day
Thank
you go.
God.
Downtown is ridiculous.
It's Thursday night,
you're still
going to Arlington.
Oh, Marcos and I did it.
We did a Thursday night
Finished
game.
Never mind.
No. Thanks, buddy.
Attaboy.
There you go, attaboy. No, I mean, it's just...
Finish an 8-ball of heroin.
Like, whoa. I love Bears games,
Wee-woo.
I love the beloved, and... In some weird way, I think it's cool to see the stadium and like to get to see your team live, but you don't really know what you have there until you see another NFL team somewhere else. Like, we enjoy it because it's there, but from what people say, we could be enjoying this a hell of a lot more access. You shouldn't have to walk two, 3 miles from the parking lot.
It's the worst. I complain about this to customers all the time.
It's the worst part.
It's the
worst
part.
Whether you take the train or if you drive. Even if you drive, it's still like an easy
and
mile
there's
and a half.
So every now and then you'll get someone say, there's a parking lot there. There's like two and they're tiny. And the parking spaces go for like 100 a head is what I'm told because I can't fucking afford it.
Dude,
like going to Lucas Oil. Lucas Oil?
Sure.
Entrances to get in there everywhere. There's roads to get in. There's entrances into the building. There's food on every level.
Even when we went to Ford Field in Detroit,
that was
we
not
parked a... and walked maybe quarter mile.
We parked on Detroit, we parked on the street.
It was such an awful experience.
Wow, bold.
Yeah,
just awful. Oh, it was in the TC too. Uh-huh. Bah, bah, bah. Oh
gotta
man,
gotta let him know.
We did,
dude. Guys, anything else on the beloved?
Yeah, I think we should put in like a tube system. Like in Futurama, yeah, from the B lot, where, like, when you're lining up for the porta potties, everybody lines up for the tubes, shoots you into the stadium. Don't have to walk 2 miles anymore.
Technology.
I mean, I know Jake loves that idea.
But then I can't get that beer walk.
Yeah.
You know, when you leave.
And they're asking you to throw it away 10 different times.
Always, they look at me every time and go, you, empty the pockets. We know you got two or three in there.
Yeah, if you set up tubes, this basically fixes the Cubs' ADA issues. Moving on. Sammy Stats, question of the week. Guys, this will be a quick question of the week this week. Sammy Stats, take it away.
Can't wait.
You know, while we go through training camp here, we're going to do this each week. Instead of doing a question, we're going to read a Walter Payton stat. Happy birthday, Walter Payton. It was yesterday, July 25th. We miss
Open
you.
Open a Modelo for the sweetness.
We miss you. He had 11 straight seasons with 1,200-plus rushing yards. Incredible.
That's a bummer for me, like, that we didn't get to see him play in his prime.
It's all like Jordan. For the Bears. We're too young to appreciate it.
Every single one of them for the Bears since 1975.
Just the greatest.
Yeah.
Just the absolute
fucking
greatest.
Awesome.
And happy birthday, Walter.
Yep, and that's the happy Sammy birthday, Stats, Walter Payton stat of the week.
Guys, and we'll wrap this up with some Schmegments. No easy transition.
I wish that wasn't a thing for us.
Too bad. Guys, we'll get into Not That Guy. My Not That Guy this week. Back to my beef is Choco Taco.
What?
I am going to disallow this. No. He was going to call it. You took it for your beef. You need a different one. You also cannot use Choco Tacos. Marcos has already claimed this. This is a different segment.
Content
is king.
My Not That Guy's producer, Jake.
I'll take it.
Easily offended. Habitual lines.
Producer my Jake? Not That Guy is Dale for making all these goddamn rules for My Not That Guy.
My house, my rules. My Not That Guy is Aaron Rodgers for showing up like Nick Cage and Con Air. But that's just a dumb take.
But it's a cinematic masterpiece.
No. I hear you, and it's the best Christmas movie of all time. Isn't that Con Air?
It's Die Hard.
No. Die Hard. Same thing. Close. Sorry, I haven't seen either of them. To be honest, I've never seen
either. He was trying to get home first.
I've never seen either
of them. It was his daughter's birthday.
Say you haven't seen those movies without
I
saying
have you have not seen those movies.
You've never seen anyone land
a... You have obviously not seen either of these.
You've never seen anyone land a C-130 on the Las Vegas Strip?
Anyway, Aaron Rodgers, you're not that guy. Also, fuck you. Jose, that doesn't necessarily apply to you, but
what was
context.
He doing? Like, why and why? He, why did he
it's
drop
one of those
his
things,
backpack off?
He
like,
thought it was
his
funny.
Car? Is that what it is?
See, I have to think that's one of those things where, like,
does he think he's
you guys?
On the bit?
I do this all the time. You guys know this. I thought it was funny, so I did it or I said it. That's what he did. He goes, I think this is funny. I'm gonna show up like Nick Cage and Con Air. And when it happened, I guarantee you, everyone's like, what are you doing? No one put it together until the internet found it.
Well, that backpack bit is like, do it in an airport if you're bad.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Bitch.
If he doesn't show up as Ghost Rider the next time with his hair on fire, then...
Right. Step it up or face off.
Pussy.
Show up as Nick Cage as Leo DiCaprio.
Leo DiCaprio's not in Face Off.
Guys, I've never seen any of these movies.
It's John Travolta.
Nick Cage. I actually have seen this. I knew that. I fucked that one up. I have seen... Face.
Wait, John Travolta?
Pretty sure.
No, Travolta's in Face Off.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my bad. I thought we were saying
Are you thinking of Ghost Rider still? Face
yeah, I'm thinking of Ghost Rider
Because I love Ghost Rider.
I love Ghost Rider.
I'm still thinking of Ghost Rider. I love
big Ghost Rider
sentence.
Fan.
It's awesome. I love you guys. Sammy Stats, who's your Not That Guy?
My Not That Guy of the week is the architect, or sorry, the UIC intern that did those fucking renderings. There was a statement.
Your squeak.
Dude, it was... There's a statement today, like, doubled down on the renderings. Like, you didn't have to say anything. You'd just be like, yeah, this is what we think. No, said their inspiration for the renderings was, it's a little bit of the Vikings stadium. It's a little bit of Ford Field. And it's a little bit of, like, something else. And it's just like, bro, you didn't have to say any of that.
It's going to just been your idea, cuz.
It's like, yeah, I made these.
It's going to just been yours. We were like,
pick one.
Like, it's not going to happen anyways.
Stop.
like, stop, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, Marcos.
What's happening?
Who's dog sitting for the good boys?
Dog sitting for me this week is our boy Curtis Blades.
Yes.
Big shout out to Curtis. Man. So after everything happened in the hospital, I believe, either hospital or the hotel, Curtis grabbed some beers.
Went over
to check on Tom Aspinall. They had a beer together, sitting down after the
class
fight.
Class act. Just absolute class.
What a class act. Awesome, what a great dude. I hope that he gets his title shot here soon. It's long overdue. So, Curtis, you can watch my dogs.
We got to check the back channels there and do everything we can to get a statement from Curtis for the Bear Men.
We might have to send you two on a little trip to UFC headquarters.
Oh, I can talk my way.
We do have a back alley connection.
Where's UFC headquarters?
Don't know.
Sir.
Las Vegas?
Vegas, probably. Producer Jake.
That would make sense.
Who's watching Sasha Girl?
Watching the girl this
Or
week
not watching the girl.
Is a kid named Cudi. Because Kid Cudi released...
I've not listened to this yet. Either of the two albums.
Released his mixtape, A Kid Named Cudi. His first ever mixtape, so the good one that really blew him up, is now on Spotify. All samples cleared and everything. I love that artists are doing this now. They also just released a new Mac Miller one.
Sorry, can you clarify what it is that they are doing now?
Releasing mixtapes.
Artists are releasing their mixtapes on streaming services.
They have to do the legal
behind
the scenes.
That isn't SoundCloud.
Yeah, they have to do the legal behind the scenes to make sure that royalties are paid to the samples they use.
Okay. That's your beer, sorry.
No, it's 100% yours. You just thought it was mine because I chased two of those shots with it.
Ah.
So Chance started doing it. They released some Mac Millers. They did, like, Spins is on Spotify now. And
great.
A Kid Named Cudi, one of my all-time favorites.
Awesome.
Sick.
That's a sweet one.
Did you guys see the whole Cudi's performance at Rolling Loud? How he walked off the stage?
Yeah. No.
If we're talking about not that guy and not dog sitting, anybody that was at Rolling Loud in Miami this year, Cudi got hit with something, and there was multiple people that were throwing stuff from the crowd while he was performing. Mind you, Cudi filled in because Kanye backed out last minute. Gasp. So
shocked.
Cudi's performing. Cudi gets hit by something and literally says, "Look, if you guys throw one more fucking thing," like I'm paraphrasing here, "you guys throw one more fucking thing, I'm out of here. I don't have to be here." Somebody threw something, hit him in the face.
And he walks off.
Walks off.
I would too.
Ungrateful little bastards.
I'm not going to throw
it back.
Did you
get out of Cascade over the weekend? Moving on.
Sam.
Leave. Oh, dog sitting for Princess Peyton Pooper.
Boop, boop.
Who is named after the late, great Walter Peyton, R.I.P., is going to be Wilson Contreras. And I know Dale has used this one. Episodes ago, but we really do mean it, man. He is a class act. I think I use this one too. Came up in this organization from the age of 16 when he signed.
Yep.
And
as an infielder.
And he is just wearing this with grace. I just love it. He's class act. A baller and a ball player.
Yeah.
I obviously love him. It's a lot easier to do when you know you're about to get paid.
Yeah.
And I mean,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yep, life-changing money, baby.
All right, wrapping this up. Everyone go except for me. Dog sitting for me. Eberflus, because I can't wait for the Marcos beef content. That is what is written down with a little arrow.
It's been noted in the spreadsheet that we can search whenever we want.
We'll have beefs.
The flus is loose, baby.
That is a wrap on episode 42. Guys, follow us on all the socials. If you're enjoying what we're putting out.
Sid Luckman episode.
Send it to somebody. Leave us a review. As we get into Bears season, we are going to be talking more and more about Bears schedule release episodes coming up here soon. We'll talk MVPs. We'll talk who we're looking for or who we're expecting the most out of this year. We'll do a whole in-season breakdown coming up soon. Follow us on the socials.
Leave us a tip, you cheap bastards.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry.
Well, God.
Oh, dude, I pounded like five of these Modelos already.
That was fucking rude. But
and we still have to leave for softball in 15 minutes.
We got a softball game.
Cheers, we got two softball games.
Here we go.
Here's for glory, boys.
Softball.
Let's play
See red. Bear down. Love you guys.
Bears.
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 Jake looks great in purple.
Smurf peas blue. Smurf peas blue.
So if you mix it and the yellow, they make green. There you go.
Play the outro. It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no
Richard Seymour.
Get down, girl. Go ahead, get down.
The boys are back. Not that guy. How big are you on sports? Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but then get the hell out of the chair.
The best friends in the whole world.
Go Chaos. Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What? Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude. Wow. Football guys.
Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love and celebrating.
The Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.